Hey guys, my name is Brianna and welcome to my first ever podcast on the How to Be Your Best Self podcast. And I'm really excited to do this because I'm a 15-year-old entrepreneur. I have a full-time YouTube and I also am trying to do Instagram and IGTV and everything you can dream of. So I thought that the thing would be a podcast. So I have so many people who I'm going to interview and talk to, and I'm just going to talk to you guys, answer your questions on how to be your best self, talk about entrepreneurship, how to start YouTube, how to start Instagram, how to grow on both. I'm not like the biggest YouTuber, the biggest Instagrammer, but I have started, and I have those starting followers that you just want to pass by. And so I'm just going to give you guys a little bit of tips and really talk about mental health and how to be your best self and how to be you and be amazing and be true. And yeah, so today I'm just gonna discuss about a little bit of my story and how I plan on helping you guys. Well, as I said, I'm 15, I'm in grade 10, I'm a sophomore in high school, and I'm actually planning on graduating a year early, which is super exciting. I already have 2 extra credits, so that is really good. To start off, I'm going to start when I was about 10 years old. I've always loved doing YouTube, being on YouTube. I always wanted to have a YouTube channel. Since I was 10 years old, I kept asking my mom, can I have a YouTube channel? Can I have a YouTube channel? Can I have a YouTube channel? And like, same with Instagram. Can I have Instagram? Can I have Instagram? So about when I was 12, my mom first let me to have an Instagram. So I started there, and then I had a couple mishaps with friends and like just about bullying and stuff. I'm not going to go too deep into that, maybe on a different podcast, but it was very hard for me, and it was all due to social media. So my mom took away all my social media, which go her, because I was a wreck, and if she didn't, I probably wouldn't be here now in the place I am. So after that, I kept wanting to have a YouTube channel. I actually had a YouTube channel for a couple of months without my mom's permission, and she found out. I got grounded for like 2 months. But after that, I started. So when I was 14 in the summer, just this past summer in August, I asked my mom, I want to do my photography. I want to talk about things and make good, and I just made a really good case for myself. So she let me start a YouTube channel. And at first I was really discouraged. For like a month, I had 15 subscribers, and it wasn't really good. And I felt like, I don't know, I was just gonna give up. And then I started going from 15, and in about 2 weeks from 15 subscribers, I had 100 subscribers, and then I had 120, and then I went to 150, and now after my now 4th month on YouTube, I now have 160 subscribers, and I know I don't have a lot of subscribers. I'm not the biggest YouTuber ever, but I did reach the time that I had to grow my first 100 before I actually started growing, which was something that was really hard for me, and I know it's hard for a lot of people just starting out. And in no way am I saying I'm a giant YouTuber. I only have 100 subscribers. I have a long way to go. Probably will take me years and years before I hit, like, 5,000, 10,000. I will not hit that for a very, very long time, and I know. But I just love doing YouTube, so I'm going to stick to it. And yeah, and same with Instagram. I was at 10, 20, 30, and I was at 30 for the longest times, and it was only, like, my friends and stuff. And then I actually was starting photography, and my best friend, Julia, she said, I asked her if she could help me with my Instagram. So she did. So I went to 30, to 60, 200, and now I'm at 120-ish. Yes, no, that's not a big number, I know, but I'm mostly in both of them to help people, because those 100 people that I can help with talking about mental health, self-help, things that I've gone through personally, that is something that I feel like I can make a difference with. And I hope you guys continue listening, and yeah, I hope you guys like this podcast, and I'm going to be posting maybe twice a week, I hope. I don't know exactly how much I'm going to be posting, but yeah, I hope you guys all like this podcast. Please give it a like and a comment, and yeah, I'll talk to you guys in my next podcast. Bye!